I need all the kids up front with me this morning. All the kids that want to come up, everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited. If you're under 18, you're welcome to come up. Or if you feel 18, that's fine. If you're visiting with us or you haven't been here on the last Sunday of the month, we usually take the last Sunday of the month as our Youth Sunday and Missions Sunday. Nancy did the missions part this morning, and the kids were good listeners. And you notice that the kids take part in different part of our worship service. And Reese did a nice job with the communion meditation. Landon did our opening scripture this morning. And this morning I'll be talking to the kids. But like always, we encourage the adults to listen too, right? Because does this apply to the adults? Absolutely. All right. Everybody got their listening ears on? First of all, how's school going so far? Everybody doing well? Everybody doing their best? Yep. Landon, you look thrilled. Yeah. Everybody doing good? Did everybody get their report cards yet? Reese and Jaden got report cards this past week. Everybody doing all right? Anybody get in trouble? No, you guys are all smart cookies, I know. Yeah, Reese and Jaden both had good report cards too. I've got something different today. Not a picture, but I've got an object. We'll show the adults what the object is. Who can tell me what this is?
A light bulb.
It's a light bulb. Very good, Harlow. You know that. All right. But who can tell me what's wrong with my light bulb? Jaden, good job raising your hand. It's not lit up, right? It's dark, right? Who could tell me why it's not lit up? Grady, you got any idea? It's not plugged in? Right. Adelie?
Does it have like an energy source?
Correct. Very good. You're both right. It's not plugged in. It's not plugged into a light or a lamp, you know, a lamp or a, I don't know. Greg would know what that's called, but light socket. Good job, Adelie. What are those light sockets usually plugged into? Adelie, since you had the right answer. Right. This is an electric light bulb, and in order for it to light up, it needs energy. It needs power. We call that electricity, correct? If I plug this into a lamp, turn that lamp on, and it was plugged into the electricity, what would happen? It would glow, right? It would glow bright and shine, and I'd be able to see in the dark, correct? If I didn't have any light at night, let's pretend it was 10 o'clock at night. Has anybody stayed up that late before? Yeah, all right. Is it pretty light out at 10 o'clock at night, or is it pretty dark?
Dark.
And if I didn't have any light in my house, would my house be pretty dark? Yes. Now, Landon read some scripture this morning, and I'm going to read it again in a little bit because we're going to talk a little bit about it. But part of what Landon read is Jesus wants you to be light, all right? Which means he wants you to shine bright for him, all right? What does that mean? What do you think Jesus means by I want you to shine bright for me? Adelie?
He wants you to show everybody
his love. Right. He wants you to be different than the rest of the world because there are people that are living without Jesus. But in order to be light, just like this light, what does it need to shine? Jeremiah, you had the right answer. Electricity? Yeah. It needs power, correct? It needs power. We call that electricity power. In order for you to shine for Jesus, Jaden, what do you need?
To be kind and nice.
Yes. We need to be kind, nice, loving to people, but we need power too. It isn't easy to shine bright. And if you don't have something in your life, in your heart, you don't have the power to shine bright. What do you think our power comes from? To shine bright for Jesus. Jaden? From what? Bed? Getting a good night's sleep? Well, that does give you energy, but I'm talking about a little different power. That's not a bad answer. God's love. Very close. Not quite. You guys are getting real close. Your heart, but what needs to be in your heart to have that power? God puts something in your heart that powers you up.
Energy.
Now, you're getting close, so close, Adelie.
Happiness.
You're so close. He puts
love.
A person in your heart.
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit. Yes, that's all part of Jesus. That's all part of God. All right? God is love. God is kind. And when Jesus died, came to life, and he went to heaven, he said, I'm going to leave you my Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is going to give you power. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead. That's a lot of power, isn't it? He said, I'm giving you that power. I want you to have that power so you can do amazing things in my name. Now, what are some amazing things that we can do every day to let people know that we know who Jesus is and that we follow Jesus? And then we're going to talk about something that take one step further.
Tell them about
how do we do that? Do we just go up to everybody and say, hey, Jesus loves you? We can do that, right? What are some other ways we do that?
Like be kind and show compassion.
That's you. To who?
To like everybody.
Everyone. That's key. Because let me tell you, are there people at school that are sometimes hard to get along with?
Yes.
Or maybe somebody at home that's hard to get along with? That doesn't happen at your house, does it, Grady?
It doesn't happen at my house.
No, everybody gets along just fine. No arguing. There's always going to, and as you get older, there's going to be people in your life that are just hard to get along. God says, you know what? I want you to be kind to them, no matter who they are. Nancy talked about, what kind of people does Jesus love? Nancy told you guys this morning. Just redhead people? Just black-haired people?
No.
Just blue-eyed people?
No.
Just boys?
No.
Just girls?
No.
Who does Jesus love?
Everybody,
no matter where you came from, right? And Jesus says, if I love everybody, who do I expect you to love? Everybody, no matter who they are, what they look like, or what they've done. So, if somebody hurt you on accident or on purpose, does Jesus want you to love that person?
Yes.
And that's hard. If you don't have the power of God inside you, it's hard to love those people. It's hard to be kind to those people. Now, Jesus says, I want you to have the light with you, in you. That's why he puts the light in us. He didn't say, I just want you to follow the light. He says, I want you to have the light. Because let me tell you what happens if you don't have the light. I got a little story for you. It's kind of a little funny story, all right? My very first year here was about 9 or 10 years ago. Keith Holtry, everybody knows Keith Holtry? Nancy's husband, yep. He decided he was going to take me raccoon hunting. I'd never been raccoon hunting before. What time during the day or night do you think you go raccoon hunting? Adelie? Late at night, yes. When everybody else is asleep in bed, Keith picked me up and we were going raccoon hunt. I thought he was going to teach me how to raccoon hunt. I think he just wanted somebody to carry his raccoons for him that night to the truck. But he took me out in the field and I hadn't even moved all of my stuff in my house yet. I was brand new here. My family wasn't even here yet. I was just here by myself, so I didn't have many things. I didn't have a gun to go hunting. I didn't have flashlights, nothing. Keith just picked me up in his truck, and we got to this field. To this day, I have no idea where we went hunting. We could have been in Indiana for all I know. But we went out to this field. It was black, black. And Keith hands me this flashlight, and I turned the flashlight on, and I think the batteries were about 10 years old because it barely lit up. I said, oh boy, this is going to be good. And Keith had a whole harness thing that he put on, and he had bright shining lights, and he had a light on his head. He had a big spotlight in his hand, and he had lights everywhere. And he just said, "Follow me, and you'll be okay." Because he was bright, right? He had lights all over him. And so we go into the, he marches me into this cow field, all right? And he says, "Just follow me, you'll be fine." Well, literally, 2 minutes after we got walking, my little flashlight that I could hardly see anything with died. Dead. I have no light. But I have Keith's light to follow, right? Well, I was walking behind Keith. Now, because Keith could see everything in front of him, he walked a whole lot faster than I did. So he got farther and farther ahead. And the farther he got ahead, the less light I had to see in front of me. All right? What do you think happens if you're walking around in the dark?
You'll get lost.
Yeah, I didn't get lost because I could see Keith's light. All right? I could see Keith's light pretty far away because it was really bright. Things happen. Yes, I fell in holes, and thankfully I did not twist my ankle, but I almost did. I ran into a sticker bush. I ran literally into a tree. And the worst part of the whole night is I ran into an electric fence and got shocked a little bit. All right? All after Keith told me, "You'll be fine, just follow the light." All right? Now, Keith, none of that stuff happened to Keith. How come all the stuff that happened to me didn't happen to Keith?
Because he had the light.
He had the light. He had it with him. He didn't follow light or anything. He had the light. So he knew where to step. He knew when a tree was right in front of him. He knew when a bush was right in front of him. He could see the holes in the ground in front of him. And his path was a whole lot easier than mine, right? That's why Jesus tells you, and he tells me, I don't want you to just follow light. I want you to have the light. That's why Jesus says, if you believe in me, and you trust in me, and you accept my gift of grace and mercy, I will give you the Holy Spirit, which is the light of God. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. He will show you which direction to go to. In life, you're going to have to make a lot of decisions, and some of those decisions are going to be hard to make. And it's the Holy Spirit that's going to tell you, yes, you need to go there. Yes, you need to speak now. No, you need to be quiet right now and listen. All right, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you a lot of different things, and he's going to guide you in life. And you guys are going to do some amazing things as long as you possess that light inside of you. Now, Jesus doesn't want you guys to just guide people with your light. He doesn't want you going around telling people, "Hey, follow me, I've got the light." What does Jesus want you to do with your light? Just raise our hands. Jeremiah, what do you think? Anybody else? Adelie? Guide them to what?
To Jesus.
To the light. So that they will have light. All right, Jesus doesn't want you to just show them where the light is. He wants you to give them the light. Show them the way so that they can have the light for themselves. Because you can only go so far following somebody with the light until you are going to stumble and fall and probably get hurt. Worse than an electric fence, all right? Jesus wants you guys to have the light and to give the light to other people. I want to read part of the scripture that Landon read this morning. It comes from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is preaching this huge, long sermon. You think I preach long sermons. Jesus preached some pretty long sermons, all right? But his were a lot more amazing than my sermons, okay? And in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus preached this big sermon teaching the people how to live and how to be followers of God. And in the first part of his sermon, he says, In Matthew 5:16, he says, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Do you know what God's saying there? Do you know what Jesus is saying to the people there? If you have that light, if you are the light of the world, people are going to see that you're different. And they're going to want that. And you are going to be able to show them through your good deeds. What are some good deeds Jesus is talking about that people are going to see from us that's going to attract them to the light?
Being nice to
people. What kind of people? Everybody. No matter what they've done. No matter who they are, right? Whether we think they're pretty, ugly, big, little, blonde hair, brown hair, right, everybody. When Jesus says everybody, that means everybody, okay? Now, there's going to be people in your life, and maybe even in your own family. I have some people in my own family who walk around with no power and no energy because they don't have the light of Jesus Christ in their heart. They don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. But guess what? If you're walking around in darkness, is that fun? There are people in the world that are spiritually walking around in darkness, and they don't know which direction to go. And they get very easily fooled by the enemy, by the devil. And he leads them down paths that they shouldn't go, and they get hurt. They do the wrong things, all right? We've all done wrong things, right?
Yeah.
That's because we're not paying attention to who?
God.
Jesus. But you guys have parents and Joes and aunts and uncles and people who love you enough to tell you about Jesus. Well, people are going to see your guys' lights because your guys' lights are going to be shining bright because you have the Spirit of God glowing from you because of your kindness, because of your love and your good words that you speak to people. They're going to want that light. They don't want to walk in darkness forever. Does that make sense? Do you like walking around in darkness? Do you like walking around confused? That can be scary, can't it? It can be very scary, all right? People, if anybody afraid of the dark at night? I used to be. I think Reese might still be.
He's scared of the basement when there was a mouse.
Yes, he is, yeah. All right? Because we don't know what's in the dark, right? But man, Jesus really lights our path. And he shows us, and he wants us to have his power. He wants you to have the power to love people the way he loved people. And to tell people about Jesus. Is that something you guys can practice at school? Seriously, that's good stuff. Nancy had a very good mission lesson this morning about who to give that away to. And who do we give it away to? Everyone. All right? And how do we take care of people? We love people. All righty? Can we pray together, guys? And then I want to talk to the big people for just a minute. All right? All right. And you guys were very good listeners today. I appreciate it. All right. Dear Lord God, we thank you so much for these girls and these boys and for the love that they have for you. Father, you have given them each very good brains to learn. You have given them beautiful hearts to love. And Father, I ask that you would continue to fill them with your light, with your love, that when they go to school or they go home or when they're out playing with their friends, that people will see something different about them and that they will know that they not only love just because people are nice to them, but they love people because they belong to you, Father, that they know you and that your light would shine bright through them. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys, for being good listeners. I'm going to talk to the adults for just a half a second, all right? You can go sit with moms and dads, or you can go back to the nursery if you want to. But I just wanted to remind us, last week Walter Smith was here. If you weren't here, Walter Smith was here last week, and he is one of our representatives of our missions to Nigeria. And Walter talked a lot about the Great Commission and going out into the world and preaching the gospel to everybody. And I thought this was appropriate scripture to go along with it. If you remember, if you were here, Walter had a little Bible study on how to easily share the good news of Jesus Christ. I copied that. There are copies at the back table if you'd like to pick one of those up. It's very good. I've already read through the whole thing. He's right. It's a very good way to simply start a conversation with people about this Jesus that you choose to follow, this Jesus that you choose to give your life to. Don't forget, just like I told the kids, God never called us to just follow light, to just follow him. That's the start. Jesus called his disciples to follow him. But before it was all said and done, before he went back to heaven, he gave the disciples, he gave us his light in us so that we don't have to live in darkness. And the reason, and we're not called to have people follow us, we're called to have people have that light. Give that light away. The little kids sing "This Little Light of Mine." You guys know that song very, very well. Man, take that. We're not going to sing that this morning, but take that little song seriously. And to go into the world this week and be examples for our kids about sharing Jesus Christ with those that we meet. People make it a scary thing. I don't know why. I think we're scared of our reputations or what people might think of us. Thank goodness Jesus didn't care what people thought of him. He was who he was, and he loved who he loved. So if you get a chance, pick up one of those papers. Walt, that was a nice resource that Walter gave us last week, and it will help guide you into sharing your faith with other people. Go ahead and stand. We're going to have our invitation this morning, and I just want to invite any of you, like every Sunday, if you have not begun your journey with Jesus Christ, we invite you to do that today. To ask him into your heart. Ask him for the gift of the Holy Spirit and his grace and his mercy. Be baptized as he's called us to be baptized for the receiving of that Holy Spirit and that forgiveness and grace. And if you have any other way that you need to respond to the word of God this morning through the children, what a gift God has given this church through those precious kids. We invite you to make whatever decision you need to make this morning. Let's sing together.